So maybe it could have had a limp. We really don't know. Sometimes.
Mark Lowen is a research associate at the Natural History Museum of Utah. He shows visitors the skull and 24-foot model skeleton of a new dinosaur species with a fitting name.
This animal, which we've named Lythrinax argestes, the name actually means gore king from the southwest.
The name fits the unusual find, since the monument's Wahweap rock formation, where Lythrinax was found, isn't typically fossil-rich, and also where tyrannosaur numbers were low as the dominant predator in the food chain. Randall Ermus is the curator of paleontology for the museum. Along with Lowen, the two are lead authors in a study explaining the new find. Ermus says they were certain this was a distinct species when they closely looked at its skull.
The most defining feature of the skull when you look at it head-on is that it's got a very narrow snout and a very wide back of the skull.
He says this gave Lythrinax binocular vision to hunt and attack prey in coastal areas of a shallow sea that covered the western U.S. 80 million years ago. This area also included isolated islands where new dinosaur species could evolve into those like the great Tyrannosaurus rex. Ermus says the real story is about how ecosystem changes affected species evolution during that time period.
Changes in sea level, global events, actually had an effect on all the different types of dinosaurs and other organisms that we find, and really provide insights into why we're finding so many new dinosaur species here in Utah and other places throughout Western North America.
The new Lythrinax display joins other tyrannosaur specimens at the museum. Some scientists are calling it a family reunion. Karina Puikkonen, KUER News.